Good evening. Good evening. You're tuned into the Whipper Pride Fantasy Football Podcast, aka everyone's favorite time of the week, aka Global Gym. Thanks for joining us tonight. I would say go Cubs, but I don't really fucking care. So we'll see what happens. After week 3 and 4, let's hear the comments. Week 3 highlights. Not much going on, but Tommy posts another sub-70 performance, which is a nice job there. Brandon stays hot, putting up another week where he scores just about 120, something he didn't do last year. Chris squeaked one by Guiler, one by 7. And Alex wins against Kuhn, beat him by 30 in a nice gritty matchup, which was a rematch from the 2017 season that was highly touted. And Frank and Matt got the high score of the week and obliterated Austin by 50. Guiler, did you have any other week 3 highlights for us?
Nope. You pretty much summed it up for me. Thanks.
No, thank you. Let's move on to week 4, where there's a lot more action. Now we have two remaining unbeaten teams, Alex Joyce and Frank and Matt, just like everyone thought. The Bimbos have now surpassed 3 wins for the first time ever. They're now 4-0. And the next question everybody has in their minds is playoffs? Question mark? Well, we'll find out. Patrick Mahomes couldn't get those last couple points there for me. And it was about 2 or 3 shy of upsetting the Bimbos on Monday night. Chiefs decided to run the ball in the goal line instead of passing to any receiver or even Kareem Hunt, but they ran it right up the fucking gut. And that same play actually also resulted in a win for the Junkyard Dogs. Woof, woof. Took down Kuhn once again. Kuhn let the Junkyard Dogs out of their cage, and he lost by 1.5. That sucks for you, Kuhn. Shitty. Globo Jim hands the Sandman an L, defeating him by 20. After what was initially kind of a close game, am I right?
Big time. It was so close, in fact, that when Sander hit me by about 40 points, he was friendly enough to send me a bet request for money Sunday night when he had, or Sunday morning when he had the lead by 40. Should have taken that bet.
Yeah, you should have. Should have shoved it right in his face, too, right after that. Yeah. It's going to cost you, Sand. 1-3 doesn't look good on you, bud. Actually, not many things do. But I digress. Chris, you dropped a heartbreaker against Deej. You're losing by 3. Hate to see it, man. Really hate to see that. Tommy finally gets a dub. And he actually destroyed Matt Covello in the process, posting a cool 130 points. So hats off to Tommy there after all the shit I've been talking about him. So good job, Thomas.
Well done, Tom.
Little Johnny's get their first win of the year as well. He defeated a previously undefeated Brandon. And it wasn't a terrible week for Brandon, but just not enough to get that dub. So, like I said, only 2 remaining undefeated teams at this point now. And finally, last but certainly not least, Alex set a new record for points scored in a week, 194. Couldn't quite break that 200 mark, but no one else has, so I guess I cut him some slack. So he broke Sanders' previous record from 2012, so that one stood quite a bit. And oh yeah, Austin also got shit on in the process.
How
so
many people were in the league in
2012? There was 10 teams in the league at that point.
How many are in the league now?
14.
I rest my case.
Yeah. Much more impressive nowadays with the lack of depth, one would say. So for those of you who haven't subscribed to the podcast in one shape or way or form, you got to have it. Make sure you see it on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and other major podcast retailers near you. Now let's get right into it, Guiler. Looking back on the last 2 weeks, as I previously alluded to, week 3, not much was happening. Tommy was pretty brutal. He handed me pretty much a free win after starting Leonard Fournette, even though he was injured. And also his team is so shitty that he scored 68 points. So that was a nice way for me to start 3-0, and I'm really going to hang on to that as long as I can, now that I play Alex and I'm basically guaranteed to go 3-2. Who else had a good Matt Cavallo cooked Sanders Chubb big time in what was considered by most a shit bowl. But yeah, Sanders Chubb not looking very good this season.
No, it's not. But we just made a little trade and quarterback position got a little better. So we'll see if that pays off for him.
Yeah, that Fitz magic wore off pretty quick, wouldn't you say?
Well, against that defense. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, she loves that Bears D and the big sacks, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Shout out to Austin Eaton.
Yeah. Brandon, Matt, and Frank, Alex, and I stayed 3-0. But otherwise, not much going on in week 3. What we'll really dive into is week 4, where the usual headliners, Matt and Frank, are finally in the good graces of the league this time, for once. I will say, 4-0 is no joke. And even with benching Kirk Cousins and starting Bucks D, they still managed to pull off a gritty dub. As what I said, the Chiefs ran the ball for what ultimately ended up being the winning tutty yesterday. So, Kuhn also took a nice L, and Junkyard Dogs took the dub on that same play. And Junkyard Dogs are actually looking pretty good. They're 3-1 so far. I want to say they're fourth or fifth in the league in scoring through the first quarter of the year. And he could be looking to go 7-6 yet again. He's right on pace.
Let's hope he holds on.
Yeah. If you get 8 wins, Junkyard Dog, that might be as impressive as Frank and Matt finally surpassing 3. That's kind of the limit these days for you. So we'll see what happens. Any thoughts or notes on those games so far, Tyler?
I have to say, I think last night was one of the more fun nights I've seen in this league. Everybody getting involved in the Snapchat chat and how close a lot of these games were. I can't stop thinking about it. I beat the shit out of Sander.
Yeah, rub it in.
Last night was, thank you, Case Keenum.
Big time.
Yeah, Sander, that tweet was not accurate. 33 points was never going to happen. You knew it, I knew it, Twitter knew it.
Yep. Case Keenum knew it.
Case, yeah, he knew. Well, you could see his facial expression. He didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, you got to see it.
It was actually a very good game, but he just didn't put up a lot of points. I would say, yeah, tough luck for you.
Yeah.
The boys stay undefeated, which, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm thinking next year we force them to draft in a different room than us, and they're not going to win half the amount of games.
That Calvin Ridley suggestion's paying off for him so far, huh?
Yeah, I figured I'd help him out, but I'm sure they were listening and eyeing some of our boards as well, so that's kind of how I'm going to...
That's almost a guarantee.
Absolutely. And just, Alex is unbelievable, man. I finally understand Alex Law after this week, and he's really, really good. He's knowledgeable and good for you, bud. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I did text Chris and pretty much told him he had the game in the bag last night. Oh. Lindsey had like 13 points in the first half or something like that.
Yeah. He just decided to pump the brakes.
Yeah, he just stopped. So unfortunately, I may have jinxed that a little. But other than that, good week for everybody. A lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I would say with Sanders' team being so shitty, you know, first of all, you got to rub it in, just like a good soap. You know, really got to rub it in there. I would also say this. So Sanders now 1-3, as are 7 other teams in the league. And as you guys are well aware, and if you're not, I'm going to tell you, there's only been 2 teams to ever start the year 1-3 and proceed to win the championship. And it just so happens to be the last 2 winners, me and Alex.
You and Alex.
So I'm going to bring that up as often as I possibly can, as my glory days are well behind me. But yeah, figured I'd just throw that in there. How about out of the 7 teams that are 1-3, if you want to pull up the league scoreboard, you can.
I'm looking right here. I see.
Any thoughts on the ones that will continue to be shitty or the ones that will turn it around and be gritty?
I got a lot of faith in these guys. Honestly, I think Anthony's team is pretty shitty. I think he's too far gone, which is usually not the case. He's usually pretty damn good at fantasy. We'll see about DJ. I don't really see him turning it around, but he's a smart guy. We'll see what he can do. Tommy, it kind of shocks me that he's 1-3 because he has one of the best win percentages in the league, doesn't he?
Nope.
In the past, in history? No, really?
After going 3-10 last year, Tommy dropped from about a 78% winning career percentage to just over 50.
We all have off years.
Not that bad.
Look at my first year.
Enough said.
Franny and Mets.
Enough said.
Okay.
Shitty is what shitty does.
I think of all the 1-3 teams, I personally see Austin turning around the most.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Fun fact for you. I mean, this past week, doesn't do him any favors, but Austin, he has the most points scored against. So bad luck is kind of involved on his team.
And this was after this week, or was
yeah.
it as of last? Well, 194 points.
Yeah, it doesn't do him any favors. He has about 20 points more against him than anyone else. So I think with a combination of a few good weeks here and there and teams not setting records against him, he should be in okay shape.
Yeah, I definitely think he'll be the one to dig himself out of the hole, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, let's see. I think, like you said, Tommy's team, shitty. DJ is shitty. Matt Cavallo, shitty. Sander, we'll see. Kuhn, we'll see. They have decent points scored. I like Sander's team better now that he traded you. But I'm still not a huge fan. And I really like to root against Sander and Kuhn, if you can't tell. So I'm a little bit hesitant to give them props or say that they're going to come back. I kind of want to see them finish 1-10.
Well, it's kind of nice to see Kuhn suck. This is my first year actually seeing him suck in this league.
Well, so. Kuhn, as it stands, has the highest career winning percentage right now.
Well, which hurts. I mean, him knowing that, he's been in this league for a while now.
Yeah, 6 years.
Lose that title.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's going to cost.
He might.
No doubt about it. Stay tuned, though. That's the bottom line.
I will.
Let's get into shitty or gritty. Past 2 weeks, who would you say was shitty, and who would you say was gritty?
For week 3, shitty, I'm going to say Tommy's team scoring 3 more points than Kuhn's bench. It's pretty shitty.
Oh, absolutely.
And then for week 4, I'm going to say me texting Chris saying, hey, you got this, man. And then Lindsay just shutting down and kind of falling out of the game plan for Denver.
Pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Just like that that touchdown pass fell out of Demaryius Thomas's reach thrown by Case Keenum.
Oh, yeah. That was
the game.
That would have been the game right there. I mean, granted, if that happens, then Mahomes gets the ball back. And he's got.
And that would have been good for me.
That would have given you a big shot at potentially winning. So.
Yeah. I got Kuhn starting 1-3 and dropping a close game to the Junkyard Dogs. Not ideal for you, bud. Giving you shitty for a combined week 3 and 4. My combined gritty week 3 and 4, this might come to no surprise. Alex, setting fucking records and shitting all over every single team. I'm really excited to play him this week. I think I got him right in stride. And hopefully he puts up, like, you know, 150 plus against me. That'd be cool.
That would be very neat.
Yeah. How about you? Who's your gritty pick?
Gritty pick week 3. I'm going to say the Bimba boys beating their personal record and starting off undefeated and continuing undefeated into week 4. And week 4's gritty would be Alex's high score breaking the record.
It's got to be.
It's insane.
Yeah. No, it's unheard of. Week 5 preview here. So we got the matchups of the week. Who do you got for matchup of the week?
We talked about it, but I still got you and Alex. I think your team is pretty solid. That's why you're 3-1. So there's got to be – you got to see Alex losing 1 or 2 games, and this is maybe 1 of the 2 that he could lose if his team stays healthy.
Man, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm not counting on it.
That's a tie. I also have Sander versus Tommy, which is ironic because they're my ship all the week as well. But they're both in a vital position where they both
must have. Yeah.
Must have. They need a win to dig themselves out. They're both 1-3, and I think that could be a pretty good game. I think I'm going to lean towards Sander getting that one, I think.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to lean towards him as well. I also had Sander and Tommy in my ship bowl. And for my matchup of the week, I'm actually taking a little bit of a different spin. I'm picking Matt and Frank versus Matt Cavallo. I want to see if the Bimbos can really make a statement here. With a win over Lambitious Cheese, they start 5-0, almost a guaranteed playoff spot. Now, there is one team that started 5-0 last year that barely made the playoffs, which was the Junkyard Dog.
Mm.
So
where did he finish?
He finished like 1-6. Nice. Or actually, his record was 7-6 at the end of the year.
That's 7-6, man. Just can't beat it.
Yeah, he can't. You know, So I'm not saying it's impossible for you to not make playoffs at 5-0. It certainly is. Very improbable, though, that you don't make it.
Which is nice for those guys.
Yeah. And finally, we have the Globo, a.k.a. Global Bowl, a.k.a. whoever plays Guyler Kelly. And this week, coming up, we have DJ playing you. Mm-hmm. So who do you think is going to win that one?
Well, my team sucks, but the good news is DJ's team sucks a little more. So I think it'll be a close one, but I don't want to jinx myself, so I'm just going to say I think DJ's going to win this one convincingly.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I like DJ in this one is your whole team's on bye. The Bears have a bye week.
Yeah, well, you know, I love those Bears.
Yeah, it's very apparent. I think all you talk about is the Bears. But finally, they're worth the conversation, at least. So
yeah, well, leading the NFC North, not bad. Pretty convincingly, too. So let's see if we can hold on to that.
You got to see it.
You got to.
Yeah. With that being said, make sure you see it in the week coming up here. And as always, thanks for joining us here on the Whipper Pride Fantasy Football Podcast. Signing off, the Goat Commish, a.k.a. me, and Globo Jim, a.k.a. Guyler Kelly.
Thanks for having me, Go Cubs.
Catch you next time. Take care.